Hey, let's do one on first name Lewis, Lewis, last name Morris, Morris. Date of birth is 5/20/54. This is a 68-year-old gentleman, lives with his son, Joey Anderson. His phone number is 281-780-4461. His sister, Laura, L-A-U-R-A Franklin, lives close by and comes to check on him, period. She's here today taking care of him. She states that for the past 3 months, Mr. Morris has been doing very poorly. He's been laying around. They have called an ambulance to come pick him up twice. When the ambulance got there, he refused to be transferred. He's lost over 50 pounds. He only weighs 70 pounds right now. He's so weak that he's no longer able to get off the couch where he stays. He's not able to go to his bedroom. He's become bowel and bladder incontinent and is total ADL dependent, period. Last week, or 10 days ago, the situation got so bad and he got so confused that the family finally called an ambulance and he was transferred to Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N-N, Memorial Hospital in Houston. Patient was found to have a large mass in his lungs. On the left side, a portacath was placed. On the right side, he also has bony mets and liver mets, period. Patient then decided that he no longer wanted to be in the hospital, did not want any radiation or chemo or any biologic treatment, and subsequently has been discharged home on hospice, period. Patient has a stage for past medical history. Currently, patient suffers from stage 4 lung cancer, severe anemia, protein calorie malnutrition, profound weight loss. He only weighs 70 pounds. He's total ADL dependent. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. He's very, very thin. His only response to questions with moaning. And he's a great candidate for hospice. And he definitely is in pain when he's moved, period. Family past medical problems. He used to be a heavy smoker and drink alcohol. He used to be a 18-wheeler driver, and a funeral home worker. He has two sons. He's not married currently. Surgery. He's had two surgeries in the past. Medical problems. He's had high blood pressure, but that's not an issue at this time. History of BPH. Medication includes Tylenol, extra strength, Motrin, and Flomax, period. Review of system, as above, family history and not contributory. Allergy, wife states he has no allergies. An exam, he weighs 70 pounds. He's very thin. He moans to questions. His blood pressure is 80 over palp. His heart rate is 102. He's a febrile. Heart, positive, one, positive, two, tachycardic. Lungs, shallow, breath sounds, abdomen, very scaphoid. The lower extremity shows severe, profound muscle wasting, as well as temporal muscle wasting, no edema. Skin shows to be dry. Neurological, he is able to move all four extremities at this time, period. Somewhere in there, put down, patient also had not been eating for the past 3 months. He's able only to take Ensure, has not had any solids for over 3 months. Put that in review of system somewhere. Assessment, here we have a 68-year-old gentleman dying of stage 4 lung cancer with bony and liver metastasis, period. Patient is not a candidate for chemo or radiation therapy, period. His comorbidities include severe anemia, profound weakness, protein calorie malnutrition, volume depletion, and a history of BPH, along with dysphagia and only able to tolerate liquid feeding, which has become difficult to feed him because of his weakness. He's at a high risk of aspiration, period. Patient is in pain, requires pain control at this time where the hospice comes in. He also needs a hospital bed. He can no longer lay on his couch. his caretaker is going to be, his primary caretaker is going to be his son who lives with him, but because he's out of the house a lot, I'm going to ask social worker to see patient regarding AIDS as well as provider services since he has very little funds, period. He does appear to be in pain, ADL dependent, bedbound, very much bedbound, and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient is expected to live for a few months, definitely hospice appropriate, and care package will be sent to him ASAP to control his pain and anxiety, especially at nighttime where the pain gets worse and he has a hard time going to sleep. Thank you.